From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. The next presidential election is now just over a year away. And all this month, NPR is going on a road trip across America. We'll be talking with people about their hopes and fears in a tough economy. This morning, we heard from NPR's Richard Gonzalez in Central California. Now, Debbie Elliott starts her hard times journey in Mississippi. There, a wounded warrior and his wife are rethinking their American dream after being forced into early retirement.
Norris and Janice Galatis live in the quiet countryside just outside Meridian, Mississippi, in what appears to be an ideal retirement spot. A wind chime swings in the breeze on the front porch of their gray and white cottage, nestled beside 10 acres of green horse pastures.
She just wants to say hello.
Willie, a portly black lab, stays close by Norris Galatis, stocky himself with a graying blonde beard and denim overalls.
There we go. Good boy.
Willie is a service dog given to Sergeant Galatis when he came home from Iraq with permanent nerve damage. Galatis grips a stiff harness strapped to Willie's back.
Willie walks along with me like this.
Following in his father's footsteps, Galatis joined the Army National Guard when he was just 18, still in high school, and went from being a weekend warrior to a full-time officer with the Guard and Reserves. He had high hopes to retire with full benefits at age 57, but that plan changed when he drove over a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2005.
The shrapnel came up through the bottom of the truck and went through my right butt cheek and into my abdomen and pretty much gutted me like a fish.
He spent the next 4 years in surgeries and rehab. Now, at age 49, he's struggling to make ends meet.
I can't work. I'm just unfit for just about anything. So I'm stuck with what I get from Social Security Disability and from the VA. And that money makes it very difficult for us to do much more than just eat and pay the power bill.
His retirement benefits amount to less than half what his active duty salary was. He sometimes picks up aluminum cans and scrap metal to take to the salvage yard, but says that's no living.
How fair is that? You know, just because I got hurt doing what you asked me to do, and I can't do it anymore, does that justify cutting my pay in half to where I can just barely survive?
It's been even harder since his wife, Janice, lost her job after complications from a surgery last year. The couple's savings has run out, and Janice says some months they can't make the mortgage or other obligations.
We don't have any children, so it would be great if it was just us, but I have an elderly mother that we take care of. And then my sister lost her job and lost her house. She was foreclosed on. So she's moved home to Meridian, and we were trying to help her with her student loan that we co-signed way back 10 years ago.
Their story is a familiar one. Middle-aged Americans struggling to make ends meet at the very time they expected to be securing their future.
What scares me is that I'm 58 years old. I'm 2 years from drawing that Social Security. But now the Tea Partiers are saying, well, let's just shut the government down. What happens to the Social Security checks and like Norris's VA check that three families are dependent on? What are we going to do? We're living paycheck to paycheck, so how can you just say, well, you know, let's do away with Social Security and the entitlements? And I'm like, nothing we're getting are entitlements. I paid in that all my life, and Norris bled for his VA check.
They don't necessarily agree when it comes to politics. He's more conservative and she's more liberal. But they do agree that the middle class has been left behind. Norris says no one in power is looking out for people like them.
Politics and corporations have run our country into the ground. It's sad that the American dream is not even realistic anymore.
Still, Janice Galatis tries to stay upbeat, thankful that her soldier came home alive.
We'll make it. Norris and I'll make it. We're survivors.
She's written a book about his ordeal called A Soldier's Courage and tries to share their experiences with other families caring for wounded warriors. With no jobs and little income, the couple finds solace in their land and the horses they've been raising for 23 years. Every afternoon, Janice and Nora Skalatis head out to the fields together.
I'm coming, y'all. I live so that my horses can eat.
They have five quarter horses to tend to. As the sun begins to set over the rural Mississippi countryside, they dole out the oats and hay to hungry horses. They can't ride anymore, but find pleasure in watching them eat.
It's the sound of contentment.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.